We're continuing our discussion this week of children who are at greater risk of social ridicule. Those who, because of the way they look or some other striking characteristic, are likely to be abused by other children. What can we do to help them cope? Well, so much depends on how we as parents and teachers relate to them and the respect that we show or fail to show in front of their peers. This point was driven home for me very early in my career when I heard a psychologist tell about observing a second grade class from the back of the room. He said the teacher wanted to get across the relative meaning of the words large versus small. So she selected two children and invited them to come to the front of the room. Reluctant and embarrassed, they came and stood awkwardly beside the teacher, who then put her hand on the girl's head and said, "Large, large, Sharon is large." Sharon was indeed the tallest girl in her class and undoubtedly sensitive about it. Then the teacher said, "Small, small, David is small." Poor little David, tiny and fragile, was obviously humiliated. The last thing on earth any boy wants is to be the smallest and most powerless child in his class. The teacher seemed oblivious to the pain that she had caused to David and Sharon. The first obligation of parents and teachers of vulnerable children, then, is by all means, do no harm.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.